Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
But there we go. Caden's got the mic on now. David Noble here live on July 31st, middle of summer here in Montana. Doesn't get any better than this. We are taking phone calls 406-294-0970. 406-294-0970. Aaron Flint is up in the Flathead for the Governor's Cup. You're not going to want to miss out on that. So I'm happy to take over the studio here for the entire 7 a.m. hour. So you do want to call in and get on the show, 294-0970. So yesterday, and I talk about this a lot on the radio, but the Trump administration is so incredibly transparent. It's pretty much every evening after work. I don't have cable TV, and frankly, I don't have broadcast TV. So what do I do after work? Because I open up the YouTube app, and YouTube now knows. YouTube knows that I love watching Donald Trump. And so pretty much every evening after work, I go home, I open up the YouTube app on my phone, and the first thing is like a half hour or an hour long video of President Trump doing something, whether he's in the office, whether he's signing executive orders, whether he's out at an event speaking, something, or press conferences, or maybe he's on Air Force One. He does gaggles, as they call them, I guess, on Air Force One all the time. Maybe he's standing outside on his way to Marine One, but just constantly. So last night, the big thing he did yesterday was this big event with RFK Jr. and Dr. Oz at CMS, talking all about electronic health records. And I kind of had a little bit of an epiphany sitting there listening to it. Now, the media this morning is reporting this as sort of big news, you know, because multiple presidents and multiple politicians in the government have for decades probably, have been talking about electronic medical records. And so the media is out there reporting the story as, hey, big, huge news. All these tech companies and these health companies have committed to working with the Trump administration to make medical records electronic and easily accessible. And they talk of, you know, the media is out there talking about how screwed up our medical records are in this country, how they're all scattered across all these different systems, inefficiency, medical errors, wasted time and money. All of these previous federal efforts have gotten basically nowhere. I've just gone nowhere. And so the Trump administration yesterday had this big event where they've got basically a plan in place to where they're going to kill the clipboard, as Donald Trump talked. It's insane. So, but here's the this is just so insane. We still and this is my personal experience too. Every time I've ever gone to the doctor's office, they hand you the clipboard. It's like we're in 2025 and they're handing you the clipboard with a pen on it to fill out some form. And then if you want to actually get your medical records, boy, is that a huge problem. And you've got to know the exact. I mean, for example, me, maybe I had surgery when I was 19 or 20 in some other town or some other city. And I don't. It's like, so if I want to, you know, go to a new doctor in a new state or new city, it becomes this gigantic pain in the butt. But I don't think the real story is, wow, this huge accomplishment by Trump. I think the real story is something a little bit different. I'll be right back. Tell you more.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with some afternoon showers and storms developing around the region. High temperature readings will range from the mid to upper 80s. For tonight, a few showers and storms, especially early on. Overnight lows will stay back around 53 in Bozeman to 60 in Billings. Still seeing some more afternoon storm chances developing on Friday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. A paralyzed woman regains the ability to use a computer with a Neuralink brain implant. Kurt the Cyber Guy telling Fox and Friends the story of the first female patient, Audrey Cruz, who's been paralyzed for 20 years.
Neuralink N1 brain chip is what's behind this. It's got 128 threads. It was surgically implanted into her motor cortex. That chip decodes her intentions wirelessly to move a cursor and spell Audrey in purple cursive. Paige, as she's blogged that I've tried writing my name for the first time in 20 years, LOL. Well, then Elon Musk grabbed that, reshared the post. She is controlling her computer just by thinking, he wrote. It's a major milestone. Yeah. An FDA-approved Neuralink human trials. They started way back in May of 2023. Seems like it was just a few months ago, but they've actually been at this.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in. This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls. The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble still here live in the studio. I think we might have Aaron Flint remote from the Flathead. Aaron, are you there? All right, I'm not hearing him. I'm not hearing him from in here, Caden. Do you still want to keep trying? Or? All right, we're just getting it. Here's the deal, okay? We're testing out the remote equipment. We're doing everything live here on the show, as Aaron likes to point out. But I do want to continue on here with a point that I wanted to make. So there's this huge news yesterday and this morning about, you know, RFK Jr., Dr. Oz at CMS, Donald Trump, these 60 different private companies. We're finally going to get electronic medical records. We're finally going to get, ease of access to our medical records, ease of transferring them. RFK Jr. last night during this roundtable that Trump and RFK and Dr. Oz were having, RFK Jr. talked about in Indonesia how Indonesia basically completely transformed their health statistics, their life expectancy. They did all of these really, really positive health outcomes by basically kind of doing what we're trying to do here now, which is to provide patients and the citizens with access to their medical records electronically and to be able to transfer them from one provider to the next. And it makes perfect sense. It's like, okay, if you had an app on your phone where you could open up the app on your phone and you could get all of your medical records going back decades and decades and all of the different providers from all the different states and cities and everything else, you're going to be able to be in a position to know more about your health, to be able to see changes in your health over time. And so it really makes good sense. But here's the real story, folks. Here's the real story. The real story is the fact that because the federal government got involved in our healthcare system in the 1960s through the Democrat programs under Lyndon B. Johnson, Medicare and Medicaid, because of that, the federal government is now in a position where they have to lead innovations within the healthcare industry. And that's why in 2025, we don't have access to our medical records. We don't have electronic medical records. We are still using clipboards and pens when you go to the doctor's office. I can't even fathom how difficult it might be to go and gather up all my medical records for my entire life and different surgeries I've had from sports injuries and you name it. What a pain in the butt. But here's the problem. If we did not have the federal government having such an influence on our healthcare system, we would not be in this terrible situation we're in right now. And so, yeah, it's great news. It's great news that the Trump administration is finally going to accomplish something that many, many administrations have tried. I mean, Bill Clinton was talking about electronic medical records, if I recall correctly. But that's great, right? That's great. Finally, Trump is getting things accomplished. The Trump administration is getting things accomplished that numerous administrations have tried to accomplish and have failed at. That's great. That's a big story. The bigger story is that the federal government has failed to do this for decades and decades and decades. The bigger story is when you have the federal government in total control of your healthcare system and your health insurance system, you end up using clipboards and pens and pencils in 2025 and not having access to your medical records and not being able to easily transfer your medical records. Meanwhile, countries like Indonesia are having no problems with it. I mean, it's really unbelievable when you think about it that way. It's like, what is going on here? where you've got the U.S. federal government that's so incompetent and so slow and so bureaucratic and so moribund that they can't even get us off the clipboard and the pen and pencil until 2025, and it takes the Trump administration coming in like a wrecking ball to get it done, something that places like Indonesia already have. I mean, it's really, truly pathetic, and this is just another example of why whenever the federal government get involved in stuff, they screw it up. And Medicare and Medicaid and the Lyndon B. Johnsons and the Democrat parties, you know, War on Poverty and Great Society, all those programs they created under Lyndon Johnson and a Democrat Congress have failed. And there's no better proof of a failed system than the fact that we still don't have electronic medical records and we're using clipboards and pens and pencils here in 2025 and we can't access our medical records. It's absolutely preposterous. That's the real story. Of course, there's no media articles out there, nothing in the media out there this morning about federal government totally fails the American people for decades and decades. That's the real story. The real story is that the federal government has failed us for decades by forcing us to not have access to electronic medical records. Now, you may think out there, oh, well, you know, we have a private healthcare system, Mr. Noble. We have private health insurance and we have private doctors and everything else. And so blah, 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 blah. Get real, folks. The reality is because the federal government pays for so much of the healthcare in this country through Medicare and Medicaid, that the standards they set are basically put in place across the system. And so you ask yourself, why didn't any private companies or private healthcare providers or health insurance companies or any other kind of healthcare associated company do this on their own prior to this year? Well, the answer is there was no reason to, because Medicare and Medicaid never incentivized it, and they kind of dominate the system right now. I mean, it's the same reason why you have a lot of problems in our healthcare system. It's because of the federal government. If the federal government was not involved in our healthcare and our health insurance system, we would have high quality, affordable healthcare that everybody could access and that everybody could afford. Right now, nobody can afford it. I mean, it's bankrupting the country and it's bankrupting individuals. And oh, great news, huge great news. Yeah, it's wonderful that Trump has given us electronic medical records and ease of access and ease of transfer and everything else, and we're going to kill the clipboard, et cetera, at the doctor's office. Great, great. But can we also please recognize how much of a failure the government has been on this issue for decades and decades, and maybe not put in place systems like that and give the government that much power to where they can screw up our healthcare so bad that we don't even have access to electronic medical records? And I mean, it's just absurd. Good for Indonesia. Good for RFK Jr. Good for Dr. Oz. We'll be right back. David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint here just during the 7 a.m. hour.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Forget war and politics. The hottest story right now, at least online, on TV, everywhere you look, is actress Sydney Sweeney making an ad for blue jeans for American Eagle. It's not particularly revealing. She talks about genes affecting traits like hair color, personality, eye color. My genes are blue. Sydney Sweeney has great genes. Well, this has sparked all kinds of garbage analysis about, well, this is like Nazi propaganda, because it also could spell it G-E-N-E-S. Yes, that is the point. It is a marketing campaign. It is designed to attract attention, and it is succeeding at that. But it's almost like the world, the pundits, everybody with a smartphone needs some comic relief, something to argue about. It's not very important. Sorry if I've wasted your time with this. I guess now I've added to the phenomenon. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Man, this is a crazy story out of Bozeman, Montana, although not that crazy when you think about how crazy the left-wing politics is there. A female firefighter and medic for the city of Bozeman lost her baby during an ectopic pregnancy, and the city of Bozeman refused to grant her bereavement leave. And when she told them more about her story, they made the policy even worse. Check out that full audio on the Montana Talks podcast on Spotify or on the app.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service will no longer conduct National Environmental Policy Act or NEPA reviews when granting unregulated article status to genetically engineered seeds, allowing them to be sold freely across state lines. APHIS regulates GE organisms and can approve seeds as unregulated if they pose no greater pest risk than similar plants. Previously, APHIS also reviewed environmental impacts under NEPA, but a recent Supreme Court ruling found agencies aren't required to conduct such reviews when they lack statutory authority to weigh environmental impacts. The change is expected to speed up the approval of new GE seeds. In other news, about 8.2% of the global population, or roughly 673 million people, faced hunger in 2024, down 8.5% in 2023 and 8.7% in 2022. That's according to the UN's State of Food Security and Nutrition in the World Report. The decline, about 15 million fewer people than 2023, was uneven, with hunger still rising in much of Africa and Western Asia, but improving in regions like Southern Asia and Latin America. Despite progress, hunger remains above pre-COVID levels due to high food inflation. In addition, an estimated 512 million people could still be chronically undernourished by the year 2030. I'm Wayne Nordblond.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble here in studio. Aaron Flint up in the Flathead for the Governor's Cup. Aaron, are you there?
Yeah, hey, I got you. I've been hearing you great, man. How you hearing me?
I hear you loud and clear.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, real quick, I got to tell you, I threw your name out there. I hope it's okay. So if you get a phone call from Missoula, a guy I went to college with, he's a part of the City Club in Missoula, and they like to have, you know, keynote speakers, different debates. They want to have a climate change debate. And he said, hey, who would be somebody to argue against the climate alarmist side of the debate? And you were the first one that came to mind. So I said, man, you got to check out David Noble, Twitch TV, podcaster, and more.
Thank you so much. You know, it's one of my pet issues. I've spent a lot of my free time, you know, researching that issue, and frankly, spent a lot of time on this show talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you hear my woke updates of the week yesterday? I knew I was going to be missing you a little bit today, so I snuck in a couple of woke updates yesterday. This Sydney Sweeney story, I was saving that story all week long. You know, American Eagle, they ditched the woke. They partner with Sydney Sweeney, this, you know, a beautiful actress, and their stock starts skyrocketing. Now the left is bashing the ad campaign because she's blonde hair, blue eyed, and a white chick. Anyway, so my surprise woke update of the week is no surprise no longer.
Yeah, no, that's funny. And then I saw another post where there was another brand that put out an advertisement that had a beautiful white woman as the main character in the advertisement. And all the comments were, like, what is going on? What's happening? What world are we in? What planet is this?
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's kind of how it always used to be, folks.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Anyway, I don't want to monopolize your time because I think you've got to run here in a few minutes. And then Eric Maldonado and I might wrap up the hour whenever you got to run.
Yeah, and we got a caller on the line, so we'll let you go, Aaron. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, David. Thanks for covering down.
You bet. Always good to hear from Aaron remotely. Looking forward to the show from the Governor's Cup here during the 8 and the 9 o'clock hours. Let's go to Clint in Bozeman. Clint, thanks for calling.
Well, I called this morning, and not a good call for me, but I called about cancer. I just lost my son Thursday at 9 o'clock. He was a 22-year-old veteran from the United States Navy, and he died from cancer. And he told me that what caused it, he thought, was when he was in Iraq. And anyway, he went from 240 pounds, all muscle, down to 100 pounds. The cancer ate him alive is what happened.
Jeez, I'm sorry to hear that.
What happened before that, now what I want to say about, I'm talking about the military now. I'm an ex-military myself. I went down to the Belgrade airport where the military's got their offices down there, and I went in to see if they couldn't send a nurse out to my son's place on the Madison River. And anyway, they said, no, they can't do that, for me to call 911. Well, that 911, if I'd have called that, would have cost my son another 1,000 or so. It's 30 miles out there and back, one way. And so I said to myself, what in the hell? A man that served 22 years in the Navy and goes to a place in Iraq and suffers from this burning of the oils and the smoke and all that crap and gets cancer, okay? Then what happens? He's doing everything he can to try to kill the cancer. So he flew to San Diego to a specialist down there, and they did some things for him, and he come home, and about 5-6 days later, or maybe a little more, he died. Now, what I'm saying is, our boys go overseas to fight these wars, and we should take care of them from the time that they sign up till the time they die, and we don't do that.
Agreed.
Now, this is what's going to kill you. Here. A funeral home, they never had no services in the home at all. They went up to the Bozeman Cemetery and the VFW had a service there. Guess how much the funeral bill is?
$10,000.
$7,000.
That's still a lot. That's still a lot.
Okay. They cremated my son, all right, and they put him in one of the lock boxes up there on the wall, up there on the Vietnam wall. Now, since when does it cost? VFW goes up there free. I don't think they have to pay for that at all. Since when does it cost a funeral home to put a...
Hey, Clint, I think we got the 7:30 news break. Let me put you on hold real quick. I'm not necessarily hearing the music coming here at 7:30, but I do see we're about to hit 7:30. We'll be right back. Oh, we got 30 more seconds here. 30 more seconds, and then the 7:30 news break. Clint, yeah, hang on for us here, Clint, through this bottom of the hour news break. We'll come right back to you. Apologies for taking your call here right up against this break, but this is David Noble. We are taking phone calls here, at least for the next 15 minutes, 406-294-0970, and then Aaron Flint's taking back over the airwaves here at 8 o'clock, and we'll be right back with Clinton Bozeman right after this. Forget about pulling a trade deal from Canada. We ought to be putting sanctions on them for that little move there. Let's go back to Clinton Bozeman. Clinton, thanks for hanging with us.
Well, thank you. You got a good newscast this morning.
Thank you.
Well, I don't mean to trash any funeral homes or anything like that. I think the price of what happened with my son is a terrible price, especially when they didn't have a lot of people, you know, in a funeral parlor or wherever to see him off, but they had the people came to his I don't know what you call it, his deal of his last rites up there at the wall in Bozeman there at the Vietnam wall, and he's got a box up there that they put him in. But anyway, what I'm saying is this: cancer, we spend all of this money on various other countries and give it to them. When are we going to stop doing that and start taking care of our own people here with that money? Our own people, you know, and the people that's on the streets that are, some of them are druggies, some of them aren't. I've talked to some of them, and they work and they got jobs and everything, can't afford to live in Bozeman.
Yeah, no, really good point, Clint. I mean, and frankly, Clint, what I like about your call, Clint, it fits in perfectly with my point that I was making this morning about how much of a failure the federal government has been in our healthcare system and in our health insurance system. And you're talking about the VA, but it's the federal government. And so it's like, okay, so the federal government has totally screwed up with the VA, like Clint's talking about. The federal government has totally screwed up our health care and our health insurance. And yet you still got people out there saying, hey, let's have the government take over even more control of the health care system. I mean, it's absolute lunacy. Now, of course, the other point that Clint's making there about, you know, we're spending money overseas and not taking care of our people at home. I mean, what we spend overseas is a tiny, tiny amount. I mean, the defense, what we spend on defense is less than 15% of the total spending every year. I mean, 70-80% of what the federal government is spending is going to domestic spending on welfare and entitlement programs. So the spending overseas is not the reason why the VA can't do a good job or the federal government. The problem is not how much money is going overseas versus how much money is going here. The problem is it's the government. They're incompetent. They screw up everything they do. It's got nothing to do with where the money's going or where it's coming from. It's all because it's the you could give the federal government even more money, and all you're going to do is just cause more corruption and greed and graft. I mean, obviously throwing money at the problem doesn't fix the problem. We've seen that time and time and time again. Jay in Billings with a hilarious message. Jay in Billings says, of course we need access to medical records. The reason that decades ago in the Bill Clinton era there was talk about electronic medical records is because Al Gore invented the internet. I forgot about that one. Forgot about that. That makes sense why Clinton was talking about electronic medical records then.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I tell you what, one of the best decisions we ever made as a family was to get not only a camper, but also to get a pontoon boat. Man, it's just so incredible. You know, with a camper, every weekend you can have a different backyard. You could be camped out on some lake, camped out on some river. Heck, you could be camped out on somebody's ranch for that matter. And of course, with the pontoon, man, I just love getting out on the water. What a way to really enjoy the great Montana outdoors. And I did it all through our friends at Brett's RV and Marine. Brett's RV and Marine, they've been helping families go camping and boating since 1967. Plus, they've got the largest inventory in five states. They're Montana family owned. They've got great locations in Billings, Butte, and Missoula. You can check out some of their inventory. Go to brettsrv.com. Again, that's brettsrv.com. Or just drop in and say hello to our friends at the Billings, Butte, or Missoula locations. brettsrv.com. All right. Hey, big thanks. Big thanks to David Noble for covering down on most of the show here in the early morning hours of the show. Yeah, that helped us have some time to get our gear all set up here in Kalispell for a great show coming up for you here this morning. You know, whenever we get up to the Flathead, great opportunity to catch up with our friend Maldonado Gigante, Eric Maldonado. Good to see you, my friend. Thanks again for an incredible setup here.
Yeah, I left my green card at home, so don't. Oh crap, we're live.
I walked in here today. We got a great location. We're going to tell you more about talk with the owner coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. But I walked in today, and I think I did my normal Maldonado Gigante joke, and so we were joking about how is ICE here? You know, every Hispanic in America is afraid that ICE is going to get them. That's what the liberals want you to think. You're not fearing ICE.
I've canceled 3 lawn jobs. Let's just put it that way. I'm really kind of concerned that I'm one more yard away from somebody knocking on the door. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, they can't get rid of Eric Maldonado. Who is going to pick the cherries? Who's going to shovel the sidewalks? I mean, for Pete's sake here. Yeah, man. You hear this stuff. I mean, your family is obviously Hispanic background.
Oh, absolutely.
I was joking with the guys here. I actually think you're in the witness protection program. You're actually Italian, but you know, it's like you hear all this stuff. And these woke white liberals act like they're the great protectors of the Hispanic American community. Hispanics, I just saw a story earlier this morning from the southern border where the Latino community on the southern border is absolutely loving what's taking place right now.
They're ecstatic. Finally, there isn't somebody, you know, robbing them when they get in their car. You know, the illegals are as bad as any other criminal, whether they be Mexican or not. So for the white liberals to believe that the legal immigrants would want illegal immigrants in their neighborhoods, it's laughable.
Yeah. Now I got to go pull up. I think I saw this via the Trump War Room earlier this morning, so I sent it out via X while I was grabbing a cup of coffee. Oh, man, it's probably buried in all sorts of other good news here. But yeah, there's basically news reports from the southern border down in Texas where, yeah, the Latino community there, which, you know, had been targeted, their communities were targeted the most by this criminal, illegal alien crime. But now with the border secure, they're finally getting some relief. And so, but I even got an email the other day from one of our listeners who may or may not be a woke white liberal, but got offended when we were telling this story about a casino in Bozeman. And anyway, if people missed it, it was a pretty funny story. But she's like, well, you know, I just worry that, you know, there's even normal everyday Hispanics that are afraid of ICE. It's like, no, they're not. I mean, give me a break. If they claim that they are, they're pushing out propaganda as a psyop to support what the woke left did by invading our borders and our country in the first place.
Well, and you got to remember, it's the illegals that are here. It's not just the Mexicans that came across the border, and we got people from Haiti. We got people from Russia. We got people from China that they got to go find. What are now all the Chinese Americans? Are they terrified that Trump's going to send the ICE agents to their house? No, they want the illegals out of here too, because 100% of them have broken the law, and probably 75 or 80% of them are actual criminals.
Well, yeah, to your point, I'd have to go back and look at the list. I remember when we had Chief Chris Clem, a retired Border Patrol chief. Now, for our military friends, what does it mean to be a chief in the Border Patrol? He basically held the equivalent of a two-star rank. His rank in the Border Patrol was the equivalent of being a two-star general or admiral in the U.S. military, right? But we went through the list a year ago, did an event even up here in the Flathead on our border security tour, and you know, people coming, you know, illegal aliens coming from Mexico were like way down at the bottom of the list. I mean, they were being surpassed by China, Venezuela. And we knew early on that it was the terrorists in Tehran from Iran that were working with the socialist dictator in Venezuela. And they were the ones funding these migrant caravans that were pushing north.
Well, and they had people from South Africa, the Congo. They had people from Madagascar. I mean, there was people from everywhere on that list. And so to say that it's just the people from the Latin American countries that are terrified is laughable.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, yeah, I told you we're going to tell you about this incredible location. We are broadcasting live from here in Kalispell later in the 8 o'clock hour. We are at Mountain Pass Safes and Coins. And you guys, you're probably like me. You've heard Sean Hannity talk about these Byrna, non-lethal devices to protect yourself and your home and your family, et cetera. He's actually got Byrnas here. So I'm excited to see.
I bought two.
You bought two. Okay.
Yeah, I actually bought two for our church.
Oh, nice.
A week ago.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, and that's great because obviously churches have been target from these radical shooters, especially given the anti-Christian bigotry that you see being pushed out there by the woke left.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in the last month, there was a gentleman, I call him a gentleman, he's a horrible person. He walked into a church looking for his wife, and she wasn't there. And he said, well, somebody's got to die. And he unloaded his firearm in the church and shot multiple people. And that was a week after that. I came down here, actually, and bought two. He's got, not to push his burners, but he's got a great price for churches specifically.
Oh,
so
cool.
if there are any churches in the Flathead area that want to know, of course, obviously we're broadcasting to
heck
Bill.
If you want a Byrna and you're anywhere else in Montana, they could probably call you up and figure it out. Or hey, nice excuse to be like, you know what?
Try to go to Kalispell.
I gotta go to Kalispell. I might have to go to the lake while I'm there too. Pick up some Byrnas. But for our friends in the Bozeman area, though, you know, we're here in Kalispell. We're going to talk with our friends here at Mountain Pass Safes and Coins. And, of course, for our listeners on 1450 KMMS in Bozeman, yeah, if you're in the area there, go check out and say hi to our friends at Northwest Safe of Bozeman. And Kim and Connor, great crew down there, great safes down there as well. And so, because you're going to hear about some cool stuff that we're going to be talking about up here. And right afterwards, you're going to want to, you know, if you're in Bozeman, you're going to want to go run right down there and check out stuff for yourself as well. So, man, you know, while it's just You know, our friends from the Flathead join us coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour on KJJR. But for our friends in Billings, Bozeman, Butte, and Livingston right now, and then elsewhere on the app, how's the Flathead? I mean, you're golfing all the time. You got a rough life out here.
But we're live. My boss is listening.
Yeah.
No, I don't golf all the time.
Never golf. What is this?
Golf. I'm working. I have to, when I get off with you here, I'm going to probably, you know, I got to go work. And then probably till 10 o'clock tonight work, you know, and then stuff.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you do a great job. I mean, every time I come up here, you got to see this big tent that we are sitting in. It's got lights attached underneath it. I got a big table already set up. It's always the easiest remote show to do whenever I'm here.
I unmute your mic so we can actually.
You figured out my computer. So, yeah. I was sitting here talking, and it's like, well, nothing's showing there. So yeah, these computer settings, they change every time I take my computer
out. Thank you, Bill Gates and Windows.
I should have been an iPhone guy. I should have been a Mac guy from day one. But, you know, I went to journalism school, so I'm a little technically challenged. Math can be a challenge, you know.
Why don't you go to
good at math, I would have gone to engineering school.
We've never had this talk before. How did you go to school to be a reporter and not be liberal?
You know, I think maybe just growing up in Montana. Well, actually, the reason I wanted to go into broadcasting was because of the great Rush Limbaugh. And so, and talk radio. I mean,
but it must have been difficult, you know, because your class had to be 80% or 90%.
Actually, the radio television department. Now, if you went to the print side of the house, and you see this even in Montana, your broadcasters are typically, they like to have fun. They like people. They like to get out and talk to people. Your print people can be a little more scowly, a little more skeptical of business, and they think their job is to undermine business. Oh, but they love government, and so they will just pander to government all day long, right? And so, but anyway, yeah, the radio television department, we had a great crew.
Well, I tell you what, you made it out, and you did a good job. I love your show. That's why I show up.
I think growing up in Montana, you know, helps as well. We had kids from Miles City and other parts of Montana that were in that radio television department as well here. So let's see. I'm not hearing music, but I think we got to run to a break here in about 4 seconds. So stand by, back right after this.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. Ready to get 30, 30, ready to get 30, ready to get 20, 20, 20, ready to get 20, 20, ready to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fox News Commentary.
Mamdani's champagne socialism gets even more hypocritical. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Hey, I'm Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we cover the full range of topics that are on your mind and speak with some brilliant, talented, thoughtful women and men who have excelled in their respective fields and careers. Plus, every Thursday is your turn. You get to be the lawyer, and you get to ask the questions about whatever is foremost on your mind.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
New York City mayoral frontrunner and proud socialist Zohran Mamdani is on his illustrious summer vacay in Uganda. It's even more hypocritical than we thought. According to the New York Post reporting, Mamdani celebrated his marriage with a 3-day lavish celebration at his family's gated compound, complete with masked guards and a cell phone jamming system. The private compound is in the fancy Buziga Hill area outside of the capital city. The area is home to the richest of the rich in Uganda, even billionaires. So this socialist who doesn't believe in capitalism, billionaires, private property, and wants to abolish the police force had a 3-day bash in a gated compound complete with masks and heavily armed guards? This goes well beyond champagne socialism. This guy is a joke. He wants to destroy the financial capital of the world as its mayor, but sees no irony in his own ridiculous lifestyle? I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with some afternoon showers and storms developing around the region. High temperature readings will range from the mid to upper 80s. For tonight, a few showers and storms, especially early on. Overnight lows will stay back around 53 in Bozeman to 60 in Billings. Still seeing some more afternoon storm chances developing on Friday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever.
MyLocalCustomers.com today.
That's MyLocalCustomers.com. MyLocalCustomers.com.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, here we are. Back to it here. Aaron Flint along with Eric Maldonado up here in Kalispell this morning. Yeah, kicking off in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to open microphones. Plus, this is really cool, Eric. A gentleman by the name of Ian Caltabiano. He'll correct me here in a few minutes. But I just got a great message from a guy named Nick McKinley. He was Air Force. He was what they call a PJ, you know, incredible pararescue guys. Like, basically, if you got lost somewhere in Africa and you're in the middle of the jungle and you got some bad guys or whatever chasing you or whatever, he's the type of guy that would come in and find you and rescue you and save you. So those are going to be some of your best friends if you ever end up overseas. Well,
that's good to know because, you know, I could get lost in Africa any time now.
But you never know. You could be out on a good hunt before you know it, you know. But Nick McKinley, he grew up in Lockwood, Montana, joined the Air Force, and then he went into CIA, and then he and a Navy SEAL from here in the Flathead started something called the Deliver Fund to go after the human traffickers.
Yeah. Jeremy Mayhew, right?
Jeremy Mayhew, yeah.
I grew up with Jeremy.
Yeah, great guy. And so anyway, I just got a text message from Nick. He says, hey, I heard you're going to have Ian on the show. He is one of the smartest tech guys I know. So this is a guy who was in the CIA and started up this, you know, counter human trafficking organization using tech tools to do so, who said, this guy is one of the smartest tech guys I know. So very excited to
hear from him. So, I'm really jealous because I'm a tech guy.
So. You're a very good tech guy. Yeah.
Now you're bringing somebody to outshine me. Okay.
That's right. Well, he doesn't have a tent with lights here. Because later today. So we're in town for the Montana Governor's Cup, which is the Montana Chamber of Commerce event. So they got, you know, a lot of the business folks and legislators from across the state will be here tonight for their big reception. And then the golf tournament tomorrow and Saturday. And I'll be just hanging out at the golf course. But this afternoon, the Montana High Tech Business Alliance is having a reception here. And so I shot them a note. I said, hey, if you got anybody who would be good to join us on the radio, send them our way. And so here we go.
Will be interesting to pick his brain when he gets it.
I was going to say, I should just let you handle that whole conversation.
We'll just talk ones and zeros. Probably lose you there.
And that's binary code, right? Yeah. Is there a non-binary code? I know there's binary code.
It depends on how woke you are.
The non-binary code, which is, oh, man, we could have some fun with that one. Let's see. So, man, you know, whenever I'm setting up my gear doing the show remote, I always feel out of sorts because I don't have my whole stack of stuff like I normally have. But there was this story from yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. The Lee newspapers had a big story about how the Montana Democrats are in disarray. Leaked memo details infighting over party unity and strategy. So I saw that story. I talked about that story yesterday, but I didn't realize the Western Montana News, which is a good conservative Montana news source out of Missoula now, they've been doing some good things. Apparently, they're reporting that, okay, well, you guys did the big story about the leaked memo. Why didn't you leak the leaked memo? Why didn't you publish the whole memo for everybody to see, right? Because, you know, if this was a Republican
it would have been sent to everybody.
And we would have heard about it 6 months ago in the middle of the legislative session instead of after the fact, right?
Yeah. This is not actually a news story. Yesterday on Newsmax, one of the Democratic strategists was on Newsmax and talking about nationally the Democrat Party is falling apart because they don't stand for anything anymore. They don't have an actual singular message other than hate Trump, orange man bad, Trump bad. And
well, they stand and salute the rainbow flag, but they don't stand and salute the American flag, right?
And they're losing. If you don't have a message, then you obviously are losing your message, and they just don't have a message. And it's, you know, what do you run on? And they're not running on anything. and they can't answer a question.
Yeah. Yeah, they've had these big leadership battles and much more. Well, very excited for our 8 o'clock hour coming up and the 9 o'clock hour as well. I think our friend Jesse Ramos from Americans for Prosperity, Montana. I got a note. He's coming back up to Northwest Montana. He's a Libby kid. He's going to pop in the 9 o'clock hour. And I think we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with Todd O'Hare, who is the head of the Montana Chamber of Commerce. So stand by.
And this is a crazy story out of Bozeman, Montana, although not that crazy when you think about how crazy the left-wing politics is there. A female firefighter and medic for the city of Bozeman lost her baby during an ectopic pregnancy, and the city of Bozeman refused to grant her bereavement leave. And when she told them more about her story, they made the policy even worse. Check out that full audio on the Montana Talks podcast on Spotify or on the app.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV. We'll be right back.